The simplest course would be to tell Revan what he had seen and hear his opinion of it. But Scourge knew his allies' trust in him was already fragile. If he admitted he thought their mission was doomed, it could convince them he couldn't be trusted. They might even decide it was his presence that caused their failure. After all, he was the one who had seen the vision. Scourge continued to struggle with what he had seen, trying to understand what it meant and what he should do about it. But after several more minutes of silently talking himself in circles, he realized he simply wouldn't find the answers on his own. He pushed himself to his feet and went over to where Revan was sitting. T3 paused the playback of the holovid as he approached, but left the still image of Revan's wife and son hovering in the air.
"May I speak with you?"
Scourge asked, taking a seat beside the Jedi without waiting for a reply.
"You may,"
Revan said, not bothering to tear his gaze away from the projection of his family.
"I want to know more about the Force,"
Scourge said.
"I want to understand it as you do."
Revan turned to give him a quizzical look.
"You want to know this now?"
"This might be our last chance,"
Scourge said.
"I've been thinking about something you said to me the last time we spoke in your cell."
"What is that?"
"You knew Mitra was coming to rescue you because the Force had given you a vision."
Revan smiled.
"Actually, I was bluffing. I was trying to trick you. I was hoping you might dream of me escaping and think the Force was guiding you to help me."
"Is that how it happens?"
Scourge asked, slightly miffed at Revan's confession.
"They come to you in your dreams."
"No. A Force vision is more powerful than any dream. There is an intensity that jumps out at you, and the details do not fade. But I figured you wouldn't know the difference."
"I do now,"
Scourge thought.
"I won't apologize for lying to you,"
Revan said, mistaking the reason for his companion's silence.
"And if it makes you feel any better, I actually did have a vision of Mitra after we spoke."
"That seems a highly unlikely coincidence,"
Scourge noted.
"That is the way of the Force,"
Revan said.
"Cause and effect are not a simple linear relationship. The Force transcends space and time. It flows through us and around us. It influences our past, present, and future. Maybe I spoke to you of visions because I knew the Force was trying to reach out to me. Or maybe Mitra came to Dromund Kaas because I told you someone was coming to rescue me."
"But she started looking for you long before we had our conversation,"
Scourge protested.
"It's complicated,"
Revan answered with a cryptic smile.
"Jedi scholars have devoted centuries to understanding the ways of the Force, and we have only scratched the surface."
Scourge silently tried to digest what he was being told. At the same time, he tried to form the questions that would give him the answers he wanted without revealing what he had seen.
"Once you had the vision of Mitra, were you certain she was coming? Did you know for sure that she would help free you?"
Revan shook his head.
"We can never be certain about anything. The future is always in motion, and a vision shows you only one of many possible outcomes."
"Then what purpose do visions serve?"
"They guide us,"
Revan explained.
"They give us focus. They show us a goal to strive for, or something we can work to prevent."
"So the visions are not absolute."
"As I said, the future is always in motion."